Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, someone stole 60,000 bees from a field in Pennsylvania.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. I don't know what you're talking about, but does anyone want to buy some honey? Huh? Honey?
What are those your lapel? What's up with that?
Those are bees. Oh. Those are bees. Those are ceramic bees. I was trying to sell the joke. Oh. I didn't do it as well as I could have. I was trying.
Okay, you failed. Failed miserably.
I'm not a pro. What can I tell you? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers look lost. We've got drama in Olympic figure skating, and Booger McFarland joins us to break down the Super Bowl. But we begin today with the trade we've been talking about for weeks finally happening hours before the deadline. The 76ers have sent reluctant participant Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers' son-in-law Seth Curry and the ghost of Andre Drummond and two first-round draft picks to the Nets for James Harden. Wilbon, you have not liked this trade before. Where does this put both teams right now?
Tone, I didn't think it was going to happen. I said yesterday I didn't think the trade would happen. It's happened. By the way, I got to start with Doc Rivers. He trades away his grandkids. Like, luckily, you know, Philly to Brooklyn is not very far. You know, you get on the Acela, not a big deal. I think both teams made out well, actually. I don't think you can point to a loser. I do think Philly's window for winning is now, all right? So they maybe constricted that a little bit because you're going to put James Harden out there who's 32 years old, and I don't care how much money he's scheduled to make in like 5 years, like $60 million in a year or something like that. He's got to play with Joel Embiid. It's now for them. It's now, and they traded away their best shooter.
Agreed.
Seth Curry, right?
Totally agree.
And so you got to win.
Agree.
And you don't even have a backup center. They got to go into the buyout market to get a backup center to Embiid, who does miss some games. And Brooklyn expanded its window. It looks like it's years now. It doesn't have to happen just right now because Ben Simmons is 25 years old. And to me, you have to sort of spoon feed him and nurture him and care for him and sort of baby him because, you know, I mean, he has what seem to be real issues, real to him. So I think both those teams are in position, Tone, to go for it, really hard go for it. The Eastern Conference, to me, still goes through Milwaukee and Miami. But these two are going to be in it. And how do you go against Philly when, to me, Embiid right now is the MVP of the league and he's got Harden to play with?
So I love this trade. I loved it yesterday. I loved it the day before. I've loved it since we started to talk about. I love this trade. The 76ers get something for nothing. Let me repeat this. Ben Simmons was not going to play. Nothing. They got James Harden. I understand they give up a great shooter in Curry. Harden is a much better scorer than Curry.
No question.
Harden's points will make up for all of this. Harden is in a position with Embiid to put them as major contenders right now. And Harden had checked out, you know, Brooklyn.
Totally.
He didn't want to be in Brooklyn.
Totally checked
out. So this is a good trade. Did Daryl Morey give up a lot? Sure, that's what you have to do every once in a while. On the other side, I disagree with you about Ben Simmons. I believe when the playoffs come around, he will be in absolutely great shape, and he will help this team as well because he doesn't need to score. And that makes Kyrie Irving happy, and that makes Kevin Durant happy. And he rebounds, and he plays defense, which those people
don't do. And he doesn't shoot free throws because he's scared to get fouled, and he can't even make a dunk.
That's fine.
He's a flawed, great, but flawed player.
That's fine because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving do, and now they have Seth Curry. And by the way, Doc doesn't make this trade unless he wants these people. This has made these two teams contenders again. They are better now at 5:30 than they were at noon.
True.
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful trade for both teams, and I'm glad it happened.
I want to be 2-7.
One other note.
I want to see them play each other in the first round and somebody eliminate the other. That's what I'm rooting for.
Fine.
The Lakers didn't trade Russell Westbrook. But we did have several other moves of note. The Mavs sent Kristaps Porzingis to the Wizards, Tone, for Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. Forgot he was still in the league. The Celtics landed a point guard, which you wanted. Derek White from the Spurs. And the Bucks added Serge Ibaka. Tone, would you rather focus on a deal that actually happened or a splashy, if insignificant, one that did not?
Yeah, I don't think it's insignificant at all, and I would rather focus on the Lakers because they should have made this trade. They should have traded Russell Westbrook away for John Wall, and that would have helped both teams because Russell Westbrook is worthless to the Lakers. Absolutely worthless. The coach does not play him when the game is on the line. Is guy going to go to the Hall of Fame? He's worthless to that team, and they should have moved him. And let's look at the Lakers now. What is the bottom right now for the Lakers?
Losing to
Portland
last night.
Is it not making the playoffs? You know, well, is it not making the playoffs? Because maybe they won't make the playoffs. I would be worried about Sacramento, which added some pieces and got rid of some dead weight. I would worry. The Lakers right now, and this is the result, Mike. This is the result of the Lakers coveting LeBron James, getting LeBron James, and then letting LeBron James reshape their team. They are old. They are living on fumes. They got nobody young. They got nobody with any energy. And when LeBron leaves after this season, the Lakers will be a husk. There'll be stuff on the outside and nothing in the inside. Nothing. And Westbrook is useless to them, too. They have gone down the bowl.
They have, Tony. And part of why they went down the bowl is because they never tried anything that should have been tried with Russell Westbrook before you get to 55 starts, which he's made. Put him on the second unit, bring him off the bench, and let him have the ball and be Russell Westbrook without LeBron on the floor. Don't tell me it's an insult. Scottie Pippen was a off-the-bench player with a second unit and a great one for championship teams. So the notion that it's an insult is just dumb and lazy. Russell Westbrook, they're now going to try that with him. They should have done it a long time ago. That trade doesn't make any difference because the Lakers are done. They are toast. So let's move to something else. Why would the Dallas Mavericks get rid of Kristaps Porzingis? Money dump. So they can have some money to go after free agents to pair with the great Luka Doncic while he's still in his 20s and just entering his prime. So that the Wizards, they started off 10-3 and they had these people, and now they got rid of Montrezl Harrell. They get rid of Dinwiddie. They've now gotten rid of the people we thought were going to lead them to the playoffs at 10-3. What are the Wizards doing?
They're marginal. They don't matter.
They are marginal.
They don't matter.
They're no more marginal than the Lakers. The Lakers don't matter because they lost
Angeles
to Portland
Lakers,
last night.
Los Angeles Lakers are no worse than the second most important team in the history of the National Basketball Association.
What? They're not any good
now. Floundering now. Good job by the GM. Good job by the owner.
They won a championship.
We move now to Olympic figure skating. Traditionally the biggest draw of that entire event. American Nathan Chen redeemed himself after falling multiple times 4 years ago and dominated the men's field on his way to winning the gold medal. And the winning Russian skating team, that's still waiting for the gold from the team event because one of their skaters tested positive for a banned heart medication that improves endurance. That skater, by the way, is a 15-year-old girl who may well be a prodigy. Wilbon, which is the bigger story?
Tony, I guess Chen, and I'm going to be serious now. I can't sit here and talk about what medication should or should not be applied to or consumed by a 15-year-old girl. Not going to do it. I got a son who's turning 14, and I know I'd be terrified to hear doctors tell me what specialists to tell me what he had to or had not had or should not have. I'm not going to get into some scream-a-thon over what a 15-year-old girl from any country, from any culture should have. Because I don't know, and the people on Twitter don't know, and who knows? Maybe the doctors don't even know. So I'll say Nathan Chen. Even though I didn't watch that, you know, I am consumed with these enormous basketball stories in the Olympics, which I used to be consumed with. I'm finding a hard time getting into. But I'll say Chen. I'll say that's the bigger story.
Normally, as somebody who, like you, watched Ben Johnson beat Carl Lewis, I would talk about doping as being more important.
Yeah.
Normally, I would do that.
Yeah.
But the Russians cheat in every Olympics. They cheat in the Winter Olympics. They cheat in the Summer Olympics. They cannot even compete as Russians. They have to compete as the Russian Olympic Committee because they are always cheating. A 15-year-old girl is not taking medication on her own. I'm sorry, she's not. Someone is giving her this medication.
Right.
I am presuming it's one of the trainers there. And she is considered a child because she's 15 and she's considered one of the great skaters of all time already. I'm moving away from that story because I don't fully grasp it to Chen. because he's only, I think, the seventh American man to win a gold medal in skating. Everybody remembers Dick Button. Everybody remembers Scott Hamilton.
Nobody
from their TV
remembers
for
Dick
a long
Button,
time.
By the way.
Yes,
Nobody.
They do from TV. Sure they do. And Brian Boitano. And I'm going to give him credit. I'm going to give the bigger story here, Mike. Washington Post reported today nobody's watching the Olympics. The viewership is down 50%. That's catastrophic. That's because it's the other Olympics just over an hour ago. And again, it's around the world and you don't know what time it's on. You don't know. Let's take a break. Coming up, we will ask Booger McFarland whether he would rather rush Matthew Stafford or Joe Burrow.
And Booger won two Super Bowls, so we're going to ask him what he'd tell his team before Sunday's game. Tony, there's a lot of reasons. Those are two of them that people aren't watching. But those aren't reasons I wouldn't watch. They're not. There are other reasons.
What are your reasons? Why are you not watching?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are fewer than 73 hours from kickoff of the Super Bowl, so let us welcome in for the last time this season, which makes me sad, our great friend from Monday Night Countdown, ESPN football analyst Booger McFarland and wearer of golf shirts. This one's Summit in Las Vegas. Let's go to the questions. Booger, you played defensive line. Would you rather be getting after Joe Burrow or Matthew Stafford?
Well, for me, it had to be Matthew Stafford, and this is no disrespect to him because I think he's a really good athlete, but he doesn't quite have the pocket awareness that Joe Burrow has. I think Joe Burrow, now that Tom Brady has retired, he is the most elusive quarterback in the pocket. Now, it doesn't mean he's the fastest or the best athlete, but you just watch his pocket awareness, his ability to slide to the left or to the right and step up and elude defenders. It's outstanding. So as a defensive lineman going after that type of quarterback, it would really make my day long because I know even if I beat my guy and got back to the quarterback, I still have to make a second or third move to get Joe Burrow down.
Wow, man. I'm going to move this off quarterbacks for a second, Booger, because you know, you do Tony's podcast. All he wants to do is talk about quarterbacks, maybe slip a receiver name in there
exactly.
Now and then. I'm going to go far field, and then we're going to have you introduce whoever you want because it's all quarterbacks, receivers, Aaron Donald a little bit. But who else in this game would you like to introduce as being a key figure, an important figure in the Super Bowl?
Well, I think if the Cincinnati Bengals are going to win this game, Joe Mixon is going to have to play a key role. And everyone talks about Burrow and the set of skill position players that the Bengals have, and I think it's the best in football. But their offensive line, from a pass blocking standpoint, is not very good. So how do you help them out? You got to run the football. And I think this is an opportunity for Joe Mixon to step on a national stage and show everyone that he is a top five running back in football. He's big. He's elusive. He can catch the football out of the backfield. And more importantly, that'll alleviate the offensive line from having to block this ferocious Rams defensive front all day. So if you're looking for a guy that's going to kind of be a catalyst to a Bengal win, You're hoping it's not Joe Burrow because that means they'll have to throw the football a lot. And I don't think they can do that and block this Rams defensive line. You better hope it's Joe Mixon and run the football, take some of the air out of the clock, and pound this defense in front of the Rams, who, oh, by the way, Michael Wilbon is not the biggest front in the NFL. So I think the Bengals can have some success running the football.
You have quite the perspective on this game, having won a Super Bowl with Tampa in 2003 and then beat my Bears in 2007 with the Colts. Booger, if you were giving the pregame speech Sunday, what would be the areas you concentrate on in talking to either or both teams?
Well, first of all, Mike, I'm sorry for beating the Bears and sexy Rex Grossman back in Super Bowl 41.
Yeah,
I apologize for that. No question. But if I'm giving this speech, I'm gonna go kind of Vince Lombardi, Newt Rockne. Hey, guys, it's 60 minutes to immortality, but it doesn't mean that you have to do anything out of the norm. See, anytime you play in a game like this, Mike, it's not about making the spectacular play or making the play that's going to be on SportsCenter. It's about doing the little things consistently more often than the other team. And it sounds boring and it sounds mundane and it's not going to be recognized. But in a game like this, I'm often reminded what Bill Belichick often says. He says, more games in this league are lost than won. Now, what does that mean? It sounds kind of crazy, but it simply means just continue to do the right thing. Don't turn the football over. Punt the football, play defense. All the little things that we as football players have come to know, if you'll do that longer than your opponent, it's amazing how the other team always makes the mistake. And I think that if whichever team can do that, whichever team can just be consistently good the longest, it's not about the SportsCenter plays, it's about winning the game. And ultimately, that team will win.
All right, Booger, we will get you out of here on this. From your perspective, and you look at football as a defensive lineman, it is different than quarterbacks and wide receivers and everybody else. Different even than safeties who have a great view of the game. From your perspective, where are you leaning in this game?
So here's what I'll say. If you gave me some of that Michael Wilbon, Tony Kornheiser, PTI money, I would take the points and the Bengals since Vegas is giving 4.5 to 5 points. That's what I'd tell you. Now, if you're talking about picking this game straight up, I believe the game is simple, guys. I think the Bengals offensive line may be one of the worst I've ever seen. You look at that Rams defensive front led by Aaron Donald, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd. I don't think they can block them. And if they can't block them, they can't score. And if they can't score, they can't win. So I'm not only leaning, I'm jumping over the fence and putting my 2 feet on the ground with the Los Angeles Rams. I just think that defensive front is going to be too much. However, if I'm a gambling man, give me that money, Mike. Give me that money, Tony. I'll take it to Vegas. And maybe we could play the summit while I bet on the Bengals and get the points.
About 20 minutes outside, we can do that.
As long as we're putting all the drinks on your number, I'm going to the summit.
We can do a lot of stuff.
Thanks for the whole season, Booger.
Booger,
you're
awesome.
Thank you for the whole season podcast,
too. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Anytime. Appreciate it, fellas.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Chloe Kim gets gold for the second time.
And Gonzaga's Chet Holmgren, he's back on the court tonight, and we got a stat about him that's going to be hard to believe. You know what Booger does so much better than just about everybody else? He makes complex stuff understandable for dopes like you and me.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Happy time, people. Happy 67th birthday, Greg Norman. Once the number one ranked golfer in the world, Norman now appears to be trying to cherry pick the PGA Tour in his role as chief bag man for the Saudi Golf League. Norman is out there with a large sack of cash, trying to give it away to golfers who will sign up with him. It looks like Norman will get Phil Mickelson, Lee Westwood, and Ian Poulter, and he may get Dustin Johnson. Norman won two majors, both British Opens, and finished second in nine other majors, most famously the 1996 Masters, where he took a six-shot lead into Sunday and wound up losing by five shots to Nick Faldo in an epic collapse.
Tony, I don't think you've ever been that big a fan of Greg Norman's. I have been, sort of. I played 18 holes with him to open his course at Lansdowne. That's on video somewhere.
That's nice.
I don't ever want that video to be seen, all right? Let's just keep that. But it was fun. It was great to play
with
him.
He was a great player, Mike.
Great player.
He was a great player.
Yes.
But that Masters was defining.
Man,
it was.
Hard to watch that, too.
Happy anniversary to the AAF. Around this day 3 years ago, the Alliance of American Football debuted when the Orlando Apollos, led by Steve Spurrier, beat the Atlanta Legends 40-6. Founded by Charlie Ebersole and Bill Polian, the AAF was scheduled for a 10-week regular season and then playoffs. After 8 weeks, the AAF suspended operations, leaving Spurrier to claim the championship. When are these leagues going to learn that America's insatiable appetite for football is about the NFL and not these other pretenders? The USFL is starting a reboot this April with eight teams, all games played in Birmingham, Alabama. And The Rock is trying to get the XFL ready one more time in 2023.
When are people going to learn? When are you going to learn? You've signed off, you've endorsed every one of these dopey spring leagues all along. More football is not needed. And it's not better because you have more. It's all dopey, and I don't want to see any of them stick ever. And I'm sure you'll say, oh, yeah, let's have more football in the spring.
No, well, look, if the people wanted it, they'd be around. The public has said no to these leagues. Happy trails, Dave Tippett. One day after the Montreal Canadiens fired their coach, the Edmonton Oilers have fired their coach, Dave Tippett, after losing to the Blackhawks last night. Despite having Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid, the number one and number three scorers in the NHL, the Oilers had slipped to where they are 5 points out of the final wildcard spot in the Western Conference. Staying with the NHL, happy trails to Tuukka Rask. The Bruins goalie ended his comeback by officially retiring after 15 seasons and a Stanley Cup championship in 2011. And happy trails to Brad Marchand, the Bruins' leading scorer, suspended six games for his awful behavior the other night to Pittsburgh goalie Tristan Jarry, who Marchand punched and hit in the helmet with a stick.
If the NHL players were in the Winter Olympics right now, it would be more watchable. Because when they play in that format, on that ice, with those rules and no thuggery, not that there's much of that in the NHL anymore anyway, it's spectacular to watch, and we don't have that now.
One clarification. Dick Button won his gold medal in 1948.
Whoa.
He's currently 92 years old. But I remember Dick Button. I watched you on television for years and years
Button.
And years.
It's Dick Button.
And Wilbon just hates old people like
right.
me.
I am old people.
We're running out of show. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's
Number eight, UConn lost to Villanova last night, snapping a record 145-game
wow.
regular season in-conference winning streak that dated back to 2013. Your thoughts?
UConn loses a game now and then, and I know it makes Gino Auriemma squirm afterwards, but it highlights the brilliance, the greatness of that program, that they go forever and ever and ever and ever without losing until now. Chloe Kim won gold for the second time in halfpipe. Big deal?
She was a big star 4 years ago, I think. I don't know if it's a big deal, because nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. Pacific at presumed number one Gonzaga tonight. Is that significant?
No, but Chet Holmgren's shooting 60% from the field in conference play at his size. Goodness. The Jazz snapped the Warriors' nine-game winning streak, beat the Dubs down last night. Big deal?
Well, yes and no. I mean, streaks end. You know, they end. Utah's a very good team. I wouldn't get carried away. Last one, Bucks at your Suns tonight. Who you got, as if I didn't know?
Suns have won like 13 of 15, Bucks 8 of 10. I got the Suns. By the way, Holmgren shooting 60% from three in conference play. Amazing young kid.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser, and I like Dick Button.
Suns are great, Tone. Don't try to knock the Suns down. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, Knucklehead. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's Sports Center.
I'm very excited. I'm getting a rotisserie chicken tonight. Good eating. I like rotisserie chicken. Do you have that at your house?
What are we in the 80s, George Foreman?
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.